Torah through Torah. But so now we're hoping on that Chaf on the base 20b. We're holding about 4, 6, 8, 10, about 10 lines, 12 lines from the bottom. New Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Pa'as zekanai. Right, when the Torah says you're not allowed to shave the corner of your beard, what does that mean exactly? Where's the corner of your beard? So this really means saif zekanai. It means the end of your beard. The ezel saif zekanai. So, and what's the end of your beard? So your beard doesn't really have an end to it. Where's the end of your beard? So he says shibalus zakein, which is what shibalus zakein really means right over here. This is the way the two parts meet. This is called the shibalus, right in the middle. This here in the middle, that's the shibalus of your beard. It's right here in the middle.
Where is that connected to the word like shpil, like past?
So there's a few different shatans.
Past
meet. It's a good question. What the word exactly comes from shibalus? So a few different shatan where this word exactly comes from. It comes from the word shibalus. It's a different shatan where it comes from, but it means this spot. There's a few different shatan where the root of the word is. Oh, so we're saying.
So you're talking about right underneath the mouth.
Right underneath the mouth. So over here, this is shvash. So now, what are we saying exactly? Let's see the rivan. Let's see the rivan. The second one line. Shibalo sakin. Kulu chamesh peyos. All the five corners. The kachash of season that we mentioned our mishnah. Bechlal shvashim. They're included in the shibalos. Meaning, what's he trying to say? They're all going to be somewhere around this spot. Between the corner of the rivan. I told us the two spots are right here. 1, 2. Right. And one was in the middle. Which means it seems like this spot is the central spot, which we'll understand where all the other five spots are.
Maybe it means like if you're taking two halves, like we're saying, and then that's where they're going
to
join.
There is a shot, but there's no shot what Shibalus means. So really, if you're going to start from here, right, we said the cheekbone, you're going to end up over here, the middle. You start from here, also somehow, also it seems like if you go to the two sides of this middle, you'll get the two spots over here. And then you go straight down, you got this one. This is like the central point that you understand where all the other five spots are. That's how the Rivan is like.
So
we learned in the Gemara earlier, the five spots are, according to the Rivan at least, is 1, 2, right? The corner of the cheekbone, the bottom of it, like this over here. 1, 2, then 3, 4 right on the sides, and then 1 right in the middle, 5 in the middle, according to
the
Rivan.
It's the bottom of the mouth, at the edge.
So really, one is directly under the mouth, right? So the Shibalus Shul, this spot is basically you understand where all the other spots are from this spot. Good? That's what we said. 1, 2, right at the bottom, over the corners, right? 1 and 2, and then 3 and 4, then 1 is straight in the middle, directly under the Shibalus is going to be, the Shibalus Zakat is going to be, right? The Shibalus is going to be the fifth one.
Are we saying that if he shaves any one of the five?
Yeah, any one of the five is an Isser Deraisa. Any of those five spots, the shave down is going to be an Isser. The right to Chayiv Malkus, yeah, any one of the five.
Is there a particular reason why it's possible?
I don't know.
Good. Now you're as smart as me.
Let's see the next Gemara. Achas, etc. What do we say in our Mishnah? Remember our Mishnah. What do we say in the Mishnah? The first line of the Mishnah. So we said the second line of the Mishnah, on Afchaf Amad Af, what do we say? Hasarit Srita Achas. One, I'm just going back to the Mishnah to read the words to go back where we were quoting. Hasarit Srita Achas. One who scratches out one scratching alames. Chayef. Sarit Srita Achas al Chamisha Mason. If you do at one scratching on five Mason, on over five dead people, al Chamish Sritas or five scratching al Mesachas, Chayef al Kol Achas Achas. So our Mishnah told us whether you do one scratching on over five different mason, or five scratching on one mason, each and every scratch is own Isser D'Oraisa, that you get malchus for each and every scratch. That's what we said in our Mishnah. Good? That's what we said in the Mishnah, and that's Chaf Amud Af. So that's what we're quoting. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Veseret. The Pasuk says, Veseret, what does the Pasuk say? Fancy Gemara. What does it say? Veseret la nefesh. Like Tidru was talking. You have the size of the Gemara, the Psukim, can look by Pasuk Beis in the Gemara as it has over there. Vesaret lo nefesh, like Tidru was talking. So the Pasuk of Vesaret, so do not make a scratch. So let's see the Gemara. Yachal, I would think, Afibu Tzaret al Beisai, even if you scratch yourself and grieve over your house should not fall that fell down. On your boat that drowned by Yam in the sea, so you're upset, you're in anguish about any other thing besides for a dead body. Maybe there also is there the right to scratch yourself. The father comes to teach me, only if you scratch yourself in grief over that someone died, then it's an iser deraisa, you get malchus. But if you a person scratches themselves in grief of any other thing, they lost money, then there's no malchus. It's not this iser deraisa. It's not a good thing to do, but it's not this iser that you get malchus.
Now, does that mean scratch and draw blood?
So it means at least they made some type of, at least a wound, some type of level of a wound.
A wound needs blood.
Usually a wound could mean blood.
Different from a bruise. Bruise is no blood.
I guess we'll see.
Either person scratching yourself because of a mosquito bite.
Yeah, but what about an anguish? I would think an anguish that if you scratch someone in anguish for any other reason besides a dead body, you're also chayiv. Come on, shalom. No, you're only chayiv if you did an anguish over a dead person. Good? Why? How do we see that? Because the father said, l'nefesh. Said you scratch yourself on the account of a soul, on the account of someone who died. That's specifically the iser deraisa. Fine, very good. That is the first gemara. Oh, so let's see. Tavolay lenefesh in a chayv el al hames bilvad. You only chayv only on a mace alone. Only if someone scratched himself in grief over a dead body. That's the only case that a person can be chayv to get malchus. Chayv. This is the deraisa.
Not only a man, a woman also.
Seems like it. Yeah, all isur deraisa and isur all every the entire Torah is for women also. Unless it's a mitzvah that says as man grama. So all other mitzvahs, like the Mishnah Kedushah says, all other types of mitzvahs, I say, let's just say, women are always chayiv. The only thing a potter is when it's a mitzvah that says as man grama, it's a time-oriented mitzvah. All other mitzvahs, any surim apply to women just as much as they apply to men. So let's see the Gemara further. Uminaye lemisaret chamesh shritas al meis achas. Shu chayiv al kol achas ba'achas. And from where do we know? If you scratch five scratchings, on one mace, you're chayiv in every one. It's a deraisa. You get five sets of malchus. Maybe if it was on right, if it was for one person, I would think how many times should be chayiv? Maybe since it's all on one person, I think chayiv once. Comes we say the Mishnah tells us no, you're chayiv five times. So where do we know that from? Tavol loy mevisaret. Kaddish positive teaches us viser. So maybe everybody can tell. How do you see anything from viseret? What do you see from Misaret? And we have a pshat. What's the pshat?
And this Saret.
So everyone over here wants to say because it's from the extra vav. Viser. Right? Where's the drasha from? You're saying viser, like, and the Saret means and each and every one. We're telling you each and every scratch is its own is a derais. And as I say, Al-Khayyab al-Kal Shidishit. So the Rivan brings two pshatim. So that's really the second pshat in the Rivan. So let's see the Rivan, the two lines from the bottom. Tama Lemre Vesaret. So his first pshat is different. It says, Dimati Lemichtar, it could have found to written, it could have written, Lenefesh Leitisritu. The puzzle could have said a different order. It could have said, Lenefesh. To honest soul, over soul. Like Tishrei, don't scratch yourself. B'makam, in place of v'seret l'nefesh l'yisetinu, that a seret to the nefesh you shouldn't get. Meaning what? What's the main problem over here? If the main problem was, if the main thing was l'nefesh, then it could have said l'nefesh first. The Torah would wrote on a soul, don't scratch yourself. Means the iser is on the soul. Right. So if it's on one soul, even if it's a few scratchings, it's one iser. Because the iser is to do it on a dead body. Doesn't matter how many times. But since the Torah went out of its way to write it the other way, what did it write? It wrote the scratching this first. The seret la nefesh like this. So since it said the seret first, so that shows me that the main issue is the seret. Each and every scratch is the iser deraisa. What makes it a new iser deraisa? It's not. It doesn't have to be a new soul. It's every scratch is its own issue. That's the Rivan's first shot. That's the Rivan's first shot that he says that the Torah could have written the Torah in a different order. Lashon Acher is with the pshat that everybody else said. Lashon Acher, a different pshat. Tavolay Revisteret Merivuyah Devav. From that word, from the extra, the Rebuy, the extra Vav. Like everyone here was saying, the simple pshat, the extra Vav is what teaches me It's a drasha. We don't really see it in the words. The extra vav is a drasha. The vav teaches me it's not even so much from the end. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. It's a drasha. Why does it have to say extra vav? To teach me each and every scratch.
The pshat of the vav is that it's connected to the psukim before.
That's not. First of all, it's not always.
Here, in this case.
But even in this case, it doesn't have to be. Because you could have started right in the pasuk. Most psukim are connected to what I said before. A lot of psukim are like that. Okay. You don't always have to say and. If that's like a new chapter, usually psukim are connected to something we said before. You don't always start with a vav. You know, every time a pasuk says something, it doesn't always start with a vav. You look at the chovesh after, it doesn't always have to start with a vav every time. I mean, every pasuk should start with a vav then, right? Every five psukim in a row, one topic, everyone should have a vav. It doesn't work like that.
Like that in grammar either. Before the last one, you add and. You know, I bought potatoes and tomatoes and onions, and that's how these three psukim, the two before it and this one, it seems to fit in the
month. So for you, for now, go with the Rivan Sakam Shah. Have the Rivan Sakam Shah to be happy with.
No, my pshat on this was it says tisrutu sarat. The same way it says. You learn that the two bald spots.
Right.
The same way we learn
Tisrutu Sarat. The R, Rishonim that learn like that.
That.
Rivan is not going there. The R, Rishonim, they bring a fancy Gemara. The R, there is such a way to learn. There is such a way. You're right. Nachon, they're saying the same way you did earlier, you do now. There is such a Rishonim to say that. There is such a Pshat. They bring down in that Pshat made into this Gemara. It's a good Pshat. There is such a Pshat. Fine. But that's not the Rivan's Pshat. Good. Very good. Abram's coming with the Pshat over here. Yes, let's see the Gemara first. So good. So what's Rivan learn? Which drush were we saying first? Yes. How do we know that
each
and every scratch is tight? How do we know if this starts either from extra vav or because the Rivan said a different shot because it said. The Sarat Nefesh, the way the Pasuk ordered it, it seems like the most important thing to us is the Nefesh, is the Sarat more than the Nefesh. Fine. Yeah, as we say, Yechayev al kol shvit to the street. Good, so far that's going to be, now we understand why the Mishnah said Yechayev in every scratch. Comes Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Minay lemesaret shvita achas. From where do I know, if you scratch one scratch, al hay mason, shuchayev al kol, achas fa'achas. How do we know the yuchayev? I'll call achav ve'echad of ach changed it. How do you know yuchayev on each and every one? Which means you did one scratch, which should be one action. You would think you did one action, you get one malchus. So how do I know for one action, if it was over five different people, then the person's chayev five times? And fine. So, tamo leimer. La nefesh. The Pasuk says la nefesh. L'chayiv al kol nefesh v'nefesh. To make a person chayiv on each and every soul. So why does it say la nefesh? Could have said. I'm not even sure what it could have said, but it seems like he's reading the Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk. It seems like he's reading the flow of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk mean? It says, the Pasuk is sarat la nefesh. Lo tinu. A scratch on a dead body. Don't do it. So you did a scratch on Reuben. You did a scratch on Shimon. Scratch on Levi. Scratch on Yehuda. So therefore, you're going to be chayv on each and every one.
One nefesh, two nefesh, to this nefesh, to that nefesh, to that part of this nefesh.
Nachava, is he making a drasha that it should have said something else? What should you say?
No, I don't think so.
You're understanding. He's learning. That's the way he's understanding the simple meaning of the pasuk. Right? That's what you're understanding. That's the way he's understanding the pasuk shah and the pasuk. He's not making a drasha. Fine. Comes Rivan, Ban Rivan, Rav Yossi, I'm at the bottom line. Rav Maisi. Rabbi Yossi Moisef Chiyuve. Rabbi Yossi is adding on Chiyuve. What's Rivan coming to tell me?
He has a different opinion than he's adding. This is all, his opinion only, Rabbi Yossi, that Tanakama or whatever would not hold that.
So he's saying.
Well, maybe you would think that it means one nefesh.
Yeah, I know what Rabbi Yossi is doing. It's obviously what Rabbi Yossi is doing.
Right.
So the Pasha's Rashi is telling me that he's not arguing on the first sheet. I mean, the first sheet says, right, that had the first thing Gemara said, how do you know your chayif, right, five scratches on one dead body, right? Kali Rasi says flips the case. How do you know, right, one scratch on five dead bodies? So you might think maybe he's arguing on the first shita. Right? Maybe he's arguing. Maybe he doesn't hold Yechayiv, right, when you scratch five scratches. So how do you know? So he's not saying he's agreeing with the first opinion. He's not arguing. He's just adding on more chiyuvim, which, like we saw in our Mishnah, not arguing. Our Mishnah at the time, we didn't even say it's Rabbi Yaisi. And our Mishnah, we said it both ways. Right? We said one scratch on five mace, and five scratches on one mace. We said both ways. So Rabbi is telling Rabbi, he's not arguing on the Tanakhama. He's just adding. He's adding to it. He's not arguing with it.
Doesn't the Mishnah say both cases?
Yes, correct. But
so
it didn't, didn't mention Rabbi Yaisi. No, our Gemara, first of all, is breaking down what the Mishnah said. We're adding the sources. Our Mishnah didn't tell us the sources. Our Mishnah just told us the halacha the way it is. We didn't say any sources. Now the Gemara is breaking it down to find out what's the source. We said either the first
the
thing
source from, of what we're saying in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, it's Rabbi Yossi. And the source of Rabbi Yossi is from a pasuk. And the pasuk says, La nefesh. Good, Rabbi Ezra? Meaning, the Mishnah didn't bring the sources. Here we tell you, it says, La nefesh.
What did
you say? Mostly the Chayiv. He said Rabbi Yossi is adding an extra Chayiv. He's not arguing on the Shita before.
What's he adding?
What's Rivan adding?
What's Rabbi Yossi adding?
Rabbi Yossi is adding that you're also Chayiv even in a case when it is
one scratch
on five. So that's what
he says.
No, but the Mishnah is Tanan. The Mishnah is Tanan. This is Tanan. He means he's adding onto the Shita before. He means that he's adding on to the Tanakam over here. He's adding on to the Shita before that said that you're chayiv for
five scratches for one.
So he's saying he's not arguing on that opinion. That's what Ravon's explaining to us. Rabbi Yossi, he's not arguing on the first opinion. He's agreeing, he's just adding, like we saw in our Mishnah, you're right.
Meaning like, and furthermore, as opposed to like he's adding a new thing, it's like, and furthermore, five on one also.
Right.
I mean, he's not coming to bring something new. You're thinking he's coming to bring something new.
Oh, he's arguing. He's not arguing.
Right.
He's going a step further.
He's like expounding more on what we just said.
Fine. But what's the Gemara said? How do you know? Because it says Lanakash. The Gemara asked the question. But we already took it out. We already used this pasuk of Lanakash in the beginning of the Gemara. Labeza shenafal to a house that fell down. Usvinasa shtava bayam to a svina that drowned in the yam. How do we start the Gemara? How did Gemara start off?
On nefesh.
How do you know you're only chayiv?
Well, a svinasa or a shvia.
So how do we know? So how did the Gemara start? How did the Gemara start? Where do you know that you're only chayiv when you're doing it on a dead body?
Right.
It says on nefesh.
You might think that you might be alive on it already.
So Hagar Rabbi Yossi used it again. So how's Rabbi Yossi using Lanafesh again? Now, I have a very simple question, Rabbi Mani.
How's he using it for the 5 and 1 if he already used it for the bone and the...
Right, if it was already used. So, yeah, can I ask you a question? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't hold to that drasha. He's a Tana, he can do what he wants. Who said he holds to that drasha? What are you asking Rabbi Yossi? Have you used Lanafesh a second time to tell you 5 and 1? You already used it to tell me that you're only high when you scratch enemies.
Right. It was already used.
It was already used.
But
he didn't use it.
Yeah, he didn't use it.
So what's the why is it a problem? He's a Tani. Right. He can do what he wants.
Yeah. Somebody else used it.
Maybe someone else used it. Why is it? It's a Tani Kam. Somebody else used it. The Rabbanan. Why is it his problem?
Okay. I mean, so what's the use it once?
Everyone could use it once. Once per person. Unless you're making a drasha. At least if that's the Pashup Shah. If that's a symbol, you can make new drasha. You find me new drasha, it's fine. Find a new way to find the drasha. But if you tell me this is a symbol meaning the Pasuk, and before you're getting into drushes, then you already use it for a simple meaning. Right away, Nefesh is telling me it's only Isra and grief on a dead body. Say, how now can you use it again? So, comes Rivan and answers the question. Let's see the banner Rivan. Ha'afikte lebeis to know he already used it. So, Rivan is right, he's like addressing this problem, and maybe he doesn't use it. He says, no. Va'vadai, but it's certain, Rabbi Yossi, loy palubai, he's not going to argue on this. Why? Because how can he take out the pasuk midei pshuta from the simple pshat? That's what the Gemara says. Right, Rivan's explaining the Rabbi Yossi is not going to go against the pasuk pshat and the pasuk to make drushes. So he has to learn the pasuk pshat. That Gemara was just explaining to me that it was giving me an article what the pasuk means. Lanefesh means only on a dead body and not on any other thing else. So it's not something Rabbi Yossi could argue on. It's not like a drusha. If you have a drusha, you can tell me Rabbi Yossi holds this drusha. They hold of that drusha. Over here is not a drasha. It was just the Gemara was just expounding and explaining the pasuk of Shah. So you can't know where Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue. So right. Now the Gemara is asking. He said, we already use this pasuk for the simple pshat to tell you means on a dead body, only in grief on a dead body. So how could Rabbi Yehuda come and use it a second time? You have to use it for pasuk of Shah. You have to use it for the simple meaning. Mm-hmm. That's what Rabbi Yehuda explained. That's why the question of Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Now we understand what Rabbi Yehuda is doing. What he came for. Oh. So right now, the Gemara is in a question. You already used one nefesh. How can you use it a second time? Rabbi Yosi comes and why not kaf aleph amar aleph? Turn going on to the next side. Kusavar Rabbi Yosi srita ugdida achasi. Rabbi Yosi holds the word srita and the word gdida are all one thing. It's all one thing. This the same definition. Uksiv uksiv hasav lames. It says over there means, which means Rabbi Yosi. You're going to bring up in later in the Gemara that srita, the definition is scratching with your hand. And gedida means to scratch with a kli. Because there's two different psukim. There's one pasuk in Vayikra Yud Tes Chafches, which says srita. It said you're not viseret lenefesh leititnu. You're not allowed to scratch yourself on it. There's a pasuk in Devarim Yudalet Aleph that says gedida leitis gedidu. So he's telling me that it's all the same thing. They both mean both. Which means srita means your hand and a kli, and gedida also means both. And therefore what? And therefore.
Is he saying, I mean, can I ask you?
What's that? I'm just trying to say. And therefore what?
He's using gedida for one thing and he's using srita for another?
So what are we saying over here? Srita and gedida mean the same thing. Right? So they both mean the same thing. They both mean you scratch yourself with the instrument or with your hand. Right? So now how do I know it's on a dead body? How do I know? Because it says by like this guy to do over there already, it's going on a mace. So therefore, 1 second. So it said like this guy to goes on a mace. So now I know it's only if someone dies, not if you both. Now therefore, what does that help me? Because now this lanefesh is open to make a drasha. What I just gained? I just gained that now I already know this whole thing goes on a dead body. So now I could use this lanefesh to teach me a new halacha. So now this question, Rabbi Yosi, you need this lanefesh to tell me it's only on a dead body. Say, no, I already know that from Leitis Gedidu. Because since they both mean...
Already know from what?
From Leitis Gedidu. Since by Gedida, it already says over there, it's referring to a mace. And they both mean the same exact thing. So I already know it's going on a mace from the Pasuk in the Devarim. So when the Pasuk in Vayikra says lanefesh, I can use it for a different drasha. I can use it for other things. Yeah, anybody have any questions anymore?
Right. I was asking if Srita and Gadadu, yeah, you said that they mean the same thing.
That's what Rivan says. We'll see the Rivan.
I was going to say that's the same prohibition.
That's what it means. It means the same thing.
Same prohibition.
it's a little bit different.
But now that you have it as the same prohibition, then you can substitute the mace for the nefesh.
Fine, it means I don't know what the difference is, but fine. Let's see the top Rivan. We'll understand a little more. The top Rivan of Chaf Alpha Manah. Ksavar Rabbi Yosi, Srita Ugdida Achasi. Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion. It all means one thing. The Tarvayu, the two of them. Bain Biyat, Bain Bakli. The definition of Srita and Gdida are with the hand and with the Kli. Uchsiv Begdida. And it's written already by Kedida, which means by like this guy to do. It says over there, Lameis, the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say over there? It says over there,
it's in the words, and therefore it's in the prohibition.
Say it's in the words. And therefore, fine, you're right, and therefore it's in the prohibition. So, Uksiv Kedida, Lameis, like this guy to do, Latasimu Karka, Vechavikaim. So, since it already says over there, Lameis, it's the same thing like this. If you held, like the skedidu and the seret lanefesh are two different isurim, then you can't do this. Originally, the Gemara understood the seret means scratching with your hand, right? And like the skedidu means scratching with a kli, right? So now, how do I know that we're talking about scratching? It's referring to a dead body. But it says lanefesh. But now the Gemara is saying that like the skedidu and the seret lanefesh, srita and gdida are both the same exact thing. So once it already tells me over there in Devarim, it's referring to a dead person. Well, it's just good to do. I know already, you don't have to tell me again over here, it's only referring to a dead body by Masaret, by Srita. So therefore, maybe I should use it again. What do you say, Reb Ezra?
I'm good.
So let's continue the Rivani. Let's see the Rivani. Ksaver Reb Yesi Srita Ugdita Achat. The Tarvayu, that both of them, Bein Biyad, Bein Bakli. The definition with the prohibition for both of them is going to be with the hand and the Kli. They both mean the same thing, with your hand or with your utensil. You scratch yourself, you have. Uksiv, and it's written already, Begadida. It's written by Leitus Gaidu over there in Devarim, Lameis. Right, what is it? It's over there, it's referring to a dead body. Because it says, Leitus Gaidu, Leitus Simu Karcha. Over there it says, going on a dead body. So you don't have to tell me again in Vayikra that it's going on a dead body, because I know it already from over there. So therefore, your Rabbi Yezdi could use Lanafish again.
So we're kind of doing a similar thing what we did on Kaf and Mu'ud Aleph, where we connected these two Pasachim through Gezer Shava, and we included that. But here now we're just doing it with two similar words, and we're including them.
Because here we're saying that there, it's not so much Gezer Shava, here we're saying...
No, the first case, on this other doc, where we included Lanafish through Gezer Shava. Krafo, right? That's how we link the two
pasukim. No, right. Fine, so over there.
Here we're just doing the same thing, sort of. I mean, because we're linking the two pasukim.
Yeah, but it's a little different. Over there, we're making Gzeir Shav from Kohen to Yisrael. Yeah. Over there, we're making Gzeir Shav. And here, we're connecting. Here, we're saying that they mean the same thing. I don't even need a Gzeir Shav.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm connecting apples and oranges.
Yeah.
It's both talking about apples and oranges.
Right.
They're both talking about both of them.
Yes,
yeah, so
it's
one iser. Exactly. So we're able to borrow. So you're learning, right, from the base, from the nefesh, from the one iser. So what did Tanakama say about the other pasuk that Rabbi Yossi uses as a nefesh?
So first of all, Tanakama doesn't have to hold that Srita Gdida is one thing. We're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to have an argument. It's not so simple, everyone holds that Tisra 2 and Latis Kurdu is the same thing. So Tanakam can hold, they're two different things. So therefore, since Srita and Gedida are two different things, so I need one pasuk to tell me by Srita it's going on a nefesh, and one pasuk like to Gedida that it's going on a mace. Yeah, very good. That's what's going to have to come out according to Tanakam. If the Tanakam is arguing on Rabbi Yossi, I mean, you're assuming that the Tanakam is arguing on Rabbi Yossi. It's not also necessarily true. It could be that everybody is happy to one Shita, everybody agrees. Rabbi Yossi was just adding, and the Tanakam would agree. Like our Mishnah sounds like everybody agrees. If you read the Mishnah now, Chaf Amud Aleph sounds like everybody agrees to both of them. But if he's arguing, right, he'll learn like this guy doing this, there's two different things. Fine. Come Shmuel, and along the same lines. And you're telling me Srita and Gdida mean the same thing. Amar Shmuel. Hamasaret Bekli. Chayef. If you are Masaret with a Kli, you're Chayef. Now, he just taught us a big thing just now in this line. Shmuel just taught us something very big. Why? Because usually, what would you think Srita means? You would think Srita is with your hands. Come Shmuel, and he says eloquently, if you do Srita with a Kli, you're Chayef. What's Shmuel trying to teach me? Srita is, he's saying, you thought Srita, you might think Srita just means with your hand, but no, I'm explaining to you, Masaret Bakli, you could do Srita, it's still called Srita, even when you do it with a utensil.
He would agree that with doing with the hand, you still have it? Or maybe he's saying...
Yeah, no, for sure, no.
Only with the Kli, you have
it. No, he's not saying that, because Srita for sure means through us, through Ivan talks about this. As you're saying, maybe he learns that Srita only means a Kli. Ezra wants to confuse us. Maybe Srita only means a Kli. So Ivan says right away, that's simple. No one thinks like that.
Right.
As Srita for sure means the hand, the question of it also means a Kli. It's like on a simple level, Srita for sure means the hand, and Gedida for sure means a Kli, or utensil. The question is if they could both mean both. But for sure, Srita means, for sure it means at least the hand. So he's talking with a Kli, it also means a Kli. It's good because that's where Ivan points out what you're trying to point at. Let's see the Rivan. Hamasaret Bakli Chayef. Right. Comes right away. He comes to take care of you to tackle your best. He says, Havadai Pshita, it's simple, certainly simple. Kuliyama, the Iker Gedida, Mashma Bakli. That the main way you do Gedida is with the Kli. The Iker Srita, the main way you do Srita, Mashma Biyad. See your Bezra? Right away. He says, clearly, that's simple. No one's going to argue on that. So what's Shmuel coming to say? See, he's coming about don't think like Reb Ezra saying, maybe you might think Srita only means a Kli. The Rav starts off, no. Get it straight. Srita for sure means a hand, And Gedida for sure means a kli. That's the main way. The main way you would use the word Srita, what do you mean with a hand? The main way you would use the word Gedida is with a kli. However, come for Ka'amar Shmuel, what's Shmuel coming to teach me? We're in the second line of the Rivan, second line for the top. The Ka'amar Shmuel, Hamasarit b'kli al hamais, if you scratch yourself out with a kli on a mace, you're chayiv. The loy kamar, he didn't say Hamagadid b'kli. He chose his words carefully. He didn't say you did Gedida with a kli, which would be the normal way to speak, which is the simple way which the, what, that you do things. Why do you do that to me? La'ashmi'ina, to teach us the shame Srita shayich b'kli. You could also use the word Srita even when there's a kli. He's adding to me that Srita also works on a kli. You think Srita is only with the hand, say no, Srita also means with kli. And therefore, fa'aisa chabur ba'asmai b'kli alamis. So come to Rivan and say the chiddush. What's the difference if Srita means both and Gedida means both? So you know what that means? If you do one action, whether with your hand or whether with a kli, you're doing two things. You're going against the Torah twice. And you should get two malchus. If I say the chiddush,
what are
the two actions? If you, even this person, let's say, scratch himself with a kli.
Yeah.
They just did. They went against the Torah and said, "Don't do a Srita," because Srita means with a kli also. And let's discuss it. Don't do Gedida, because they both mean with a kli, and they both mean with the hands, right? So it comes out, anytime you do any of these actions, you get two lavin, because if you scratch something with your hand, it's like this guy. And it's also a sir. You scratch it with a kli, also it's both. The Torah gave you two isurim on the same thing. Let's just finish the rima. Fa'ezer word ba'as with a kli ala meis, chai shnei lavin, chai two lavin, mishom misaret, mishom megadet, because of Srita, because of Gedida. The Gedida was Srita achati, because Srita and Gedida are all one thing according to Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel. The Tarvaya, that both of them, baby Yamin Kli, both of them definition is with the hand and with the Kli.
I don't see how it could be two if we're deriving Lamet. If the way we derive Lamet is by saying that these two terms are interchangeable as synonyms. So if they're synonyms, then they should just mean one.
Yeah, but the Torah said it twice.
But
I'll tell you, so you're right. When the Torah says it twice, that's kind of going to be too easy. Right? Why the Torah have to say it twice?
I mean, there's a lot of.
Okay. Fine, so you're asking a question. You're asking on the Rivan that many times the Torah gives something twice. It says for a lav and azara, let's say. So just because the Torah said the same thing twice, why is the Rivan jumping to the conclusion?
It's not exactly the same thing. That's the reason. Because it said each one of them with the kli and also with your hand, that is coming to give you with the kli and with your hand.
We learned in Shuratzi, when we learned about Shuratzi here, right, you get several labim or whatever, because the different psukim that refer to eating the sherets. So for each pasuk that says you shouldn't eat a sherets, you get another separate set of
same way here. Thank you. Yeah, really asking a good question. How do we know when to give you multiple lam for one ister? Mm-hmm. When we say the Torah is just repeating itself many times, right? The Torah tells you certain things, keep Shabbos maybe 50 times, right? Throughout the Torah. I don't know how many times it tells you keep Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So maybe every time we call Shabbos, you get 50 lam. So how do you know? It's a good question. I don't know how exactly they understand when some, like, by like a Shuatzim, we give you seven lam. Maybe the Torah is giving the same thing many times. I don't know how the hell it's true.
It's a good question. Which one is it, a separate thing, though?
Look at it. You're right. The Shuratzim also is different.
Each one is its own separate thing. We broke it down.
You still have a lot of times separate things. A lot of times we have separate things. With the Torah, we said one's Azhar, one's Allah. The Torah is repeating itself. We have different drushes. You know what? The Rivan over here, it could be the Rivan, he knew the whole Shas. He knew we didn't use it a second time for anything else. So right. He knows more than me. So it could also be, I don't know, it's a good question. How exactly it works that the Rivan says that we use it for to double love you. I don't know how it works. It's a good question, but I hear your question. Like, how do we know to do that? Maybe we're just saying the same thing more than once. It's a good question. I don't know how it works. I'm sure there's a way to work. Ask Rav Shulkon, someone, ask anybody. I'm sure there's a way to understand. Sure. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how it works. If I'm saying Baruch Hashem, so stop over here in the Gemara. Do Chavis Kodesh Kesalash now. Baruch Hashem. So now we're starting the second parak. So we did the introduction, the first parak of Shara Zechira, and we start. If you have a sefer, page Yud Beis. Rabbi Yami, you got your sefer? Page Yud Beis.
Chapter 2.
Well, in the second chapter, the first Shara, in the first. There's gonna be more than one chapter two. They're like different sections. So this section, chapter 2, in this section. So he says, So we're a little speaking about over here why Lashon Hara is so damaging. Why specifically Lashon Hara is so damaging? Right? We said the pasuk says, right, how do we start? We said, what the pasuk start off? Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, Ayav Yamav Liras Chaim, Nitzar Lashon Chamira. If you want life in this world and life in the next world, guard your tongue from evil. Chavetz Chaim began in the first chapter, it asked me, why is this such a central thing? If you do this, then you get Elam Haz and Elam Haba. It's a whole Torah. The Torah said, if you keep the Torah, you get Elam Haz and Elam Haba. Why is it specifically referring to Shmiras HaLashon? There's another reason. It's known. According to the way a person acts in this world, he arouses, connected to this, above in the next world. Every midah a person acts within this world, they arouse the midah on high for him and everybody in Klai Yisrael, that midah in the next world. If the person is to overcome their character traits, misnag manasha maybe the sachesed v'rach, when he deals with people with kindness and mercy, so then whom are connected? Lamai lets me the sarach. He arouses on himself, and opposite this, make on Shemayim have mercy on him. V'rach makadosh baruch hu ala olam mishkila. Not only on him, Hashem will have mercy in the entire world because of this person. Because you had mercy just now on somebody, you need to get upset at them. You try to help somebody. You had rechmanas. You said, you know, give them a chance. Because if you didn't get upset at your wife right away, you're Rahmanis on her, just you had more patience, in Shemayim you're going to have Rahmanis on you and on the whole world because of you. When pre-ish, Tisbanafsha said from the right, the Pasuk says from the fruits of a man, that's where the soul becomes satisfied. It says your everything depends on what you do. Fazaychu Gamke Shrakish Brahu Allah Yavil Shah Hashem will erase your Avirs. Come on, like it says in Chazal, the Gemara Shabbos Kufnana. Come on, Rahma Lavrias. If you have mercy on the creations, for Shemayim, they have mercy on you. Kalamav Real Midaisa. Anyone will overcome it. Gemara Yuma Chafat Gimel says, whoever overcomes their character traits, they erase all your averes. It's a pretty good deal. It's a good deal. If you have mercy on other people, they'll have mercy on you from Shemayim. If you overcome your character traits, and you're not going to be so strict to say, oh, this guy's doing wrong to me, you'll go over, you'll try to ignore things, try to look away. And for Shemayim, they'll also look away from your Averis and they'll start giving you some erasing of some of your Averis. How's it fair? I bet I did Avera. Everything's either connected to me. Even if you did Avera, but you're also having Rahmanis. So if you like to act with Rahmanis, Shem says, I also like to act with Rahmanis. So I can erase your Averis. And it says, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, it says, I'll read the Hebrew over here. They have translated Hebrew. But Maisa Sholomata are actions on this world. We arouse the actions of the upper worlds. If a person does his action in this world properly, a person arouses a very strong kayach from on high. Also, Adam chesed ba'ilah. If a person does a chesed of kindness in this world, it arouses kindness in the upper worlds. The Shayim, and it dwells over this day, rests on this day, Chesed. This day is crowned with Chesed for you. You did Chesed today? For today, this day, Shema is going to be crowned with Chesed, they're going to shower Chesed on you. It's worth it to get involved in Chesed. If you had mercy inside, you had Rachman, which was Rachman mean? Really, you should get upset or something. Really, you're right. What's Rachman? Really, this person deserves to get screamed at. They did something wrong to me. Really, this thing went wrong. This kid did something wrong. Well, you have rachmanis, you overcome. You say, no, I'm going to look over it. I'm going to try to be a rachman and try to have mercy. On that whole day, that day gets mercy. You and Shemayim, this day is stamped a merciful day for you. It was after, and it's crowned, the rachman, for mercy, b'shvila, for this person.
Zohar?
Yeah. He's quoting the Zohar. Yeah. For us, that day, this day is going to be a protection. It's a shield. You're shielded today. You had mercy in the chesed somebody, today you're shielded. Shemayim, you have a shield over you. B'shashi, it's dark when the time you need today, at one point in the day, you're going to need mercy. You're shielded. Today, you've got a spiritual shield, a Shemayim shield on you. But I said, Mida, Shemayim, because in the way that you measure, in the same Mida that you acted with, that's how they measure you. You want to have chesed, we'll do chesed with you. You want to have rachmanis, we'll have rachmanis on you today. Ashrei, the Zohar says, Ashrei, Mishemara, Maisei, Kachel, Mata. Praiseworthy is the person who could show a kosher action down here, a rachmanis and a chesed, sure the maisa tali adar bakol la ara kadei b'mayla davara. Because in his action, it's dependent everything on high to connect the mayla davar achra. That's what the Zohar is. So if a person, however, if a person acts with people, he's not mavatar, he doesn't give in, he says, this guy's doing wrong to me, he cut me off, I'm going to get him back, and this and that. First, I'm going to get him back. This person said this to me, I'm going to scream at him, I'm going to embarrass him, I'm going to do things to him. Right? V'lel rachma, you're not going to have rachmanis. Who magrizel malas midas adin. He's strengthening himself on high midas adin. So you don't have to do avirus to get midas adin on you. If a person is very strict and thing, I want justice and this and that, I'm not having mercy, I always do what's right.
He's going to have the justice.
Then, it's your mind, they're going to say the same thing to you, the same exact thing. On him? Because in the midas adin, the Gemara said, the midas adin might it. The measuring stick that you measure with, that's the same measuring stick they use in Shemayim. So make sure it's a good measuring stick. The same measuring stick you use, they use on you. They're not going to be matter anything. They say, you are din. Din, you're din. You want to be din, you is din. That's your stick. You're on you all the time is din. There's a chazal say, you shall live and get destroyed, only because they want to din. They Elishah, immediately the Ramal did there. They said, you did this to me, I'm fine. Right. You did A to me, you're chai $300, you have to pay me. You did this to me, they probably built a din terrorist. Doesn't say that they were cheated the din, but they want a din. Every time someone owes me something, I want a din. They took the guy at the best, I want a din. Mm-hmm. Right? And they want the only din. Comes Chaim to the Chara. There were many Adairists that Gemara say why the Shalayim was destroyed. Right? So why does Gemara Bar Matzio also say, you know why it was destroyed? Because they want a din. They want an exact judgment. So according to the Zohar, we just said, Chaim says, now I understand this Gemara. Why? He says, if they were Mavar Almi, they're saying, even though they were doing the biggest three Averis, they were doing the worst things. But if they would have been Mavar on their Midas, overcome their Midas, and not always ask for Din, exact judgment, and be so strict with the Din, then, Hayah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ezla Hashem would have forgave them, even for doing the worst Averis. But Avahem, in the Rav Shalom, Avatar, Kum L'Charim, they weren't Avatar anything. They said, we want Din. So you want Din. L'Charim, Din, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem also gave Din. They really, so, even though they were doing all those bad Averis, the Gemara says, but if they would have just been having Rachmanis, Hashem would have also had Rachmanis then. So the main reason Shalayim got destroyed, really, ultimately, was even after they did that virus, the main reason was they could have got out of it. It was because they didn't act with Rachman, they acted with Din. Mm-hmm. And it didn't say they cheated anybody. They want their Din. Oh, Baruch Hashem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.